KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Energy Minister Hosea Ntsurambokgopa says South Africa must prioritize electricity access before shifting to cleaner energy.
We make the point that access is a big part of the conversation on the continent. 43% of the total population don't have access to electricity. In global terms, 600 million of the 680 million people globally who don't have access to electricity are found here on the continent. That is 83% of the global population that don't have access.
Ramakgopa outlined the structure of the Energy Technical Working Group under the G20 at the Energy Indaba in Cape Town. He's explained they've agreed on three energy priorities, starting with security. Another priority is achieving a just, affordable and inclusive energy transition.
And the last one of the three priorities is African interconnectivity and energy pools. We think that the ambitions of achieving a single electricity market on the continent is not far-fetched. For us to be able to have universal access by 2063, as advocated for, makes the point that we can achieve that through regional integration.
The new ANC KZN task team says heads will roll at ANC-led municipalities that fail to spend their allocated budgets. At the task team's first briefing in Durban today, convener Jeff Khadebe said it was unacceptable that the province's eight biggest municipalities failed to spend 7.5 billion rand from their adjusted budgets in the past financial year.
Our people in KwaZulu-Natal are being deprived by useless councillors of not spending budgets that have been appropriated in law, dealing a major blow to service delivery. That will come to an end. We shall leave no stone unturned.
He says their mandate includes oversight on the work of ANC members deployed in the province and at local government.
If they can't perform their task, they must step aside and reappoint appropriately qualified people who will deliver services. Each and every one of us is accountable to the ANC. So be it the MEC of education or health or transport, whoever, they are not going to escape the scrutiny, the rigorousness of our process.
Officials in Florida have launched an investigation into Andrew and Tristan Tate. The influencer brothers, who have been charged with human trafficking in Romania, left the Eastern European country for the US last week after it lifted their travel ban. They are now facing a criminal probe ordered by Florida's Attorney General. Speaking on his podcast, Andrew Tate said they have broken no laws and have never been tried. And a normal fishing trip for three men in New Zealand was interrupted when a 400-kilogram dolphin appeared to fall out of the sky onto their small boat. Dean Harrison and his friends were shocked to see the 3.4-meter creature jumping on board while sailing off the coast of the country's North Island. The dolphin was eventually returned to the ocean by conservationists using a tractor. The top story, Energy Minister Hosea Ntsurambokgopa says South Africa must prioritize electricity access before shifting to cleaner energy. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.